Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode number 322. And this week, we're going to talk about the uncertainty of RV travel in 2021.
Welcome, fellow travelers. It's time for another episode of the RV Podcast.
Answering your questions, sharing tips, suggesting great trips and off-the-beaten-path adventures, and always staying on top of the RV lifestyle news you need to know about with great interviews and inside industry information.
Here's your hosts, award-winning journalists Mike and Jennifer Wendland.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the RV Podcast, your guide to freedom and fun through RV travel. No matter what kind of an RV you have, whether it's a motorhome or a towable trailer or a tent, even if you're just dreaming about getting an RV someday, this show is for you because here we talk about getting out there and enjoying God's amazing creation, meeting interesting people, boondocking, discovering fun places, using the right gear and technology to enhance the RV lifestyle. So welcome. We are very honored that you chose to put us in your ears this week. Well, we have lots to talk about this week. We took last week off for Thanksgiving and had a great time. We're going to have a pretty interesting interview coming up in a little bit. So many things have changed this year because of travel restrictions. One of them is so many new people have come into RVing, and how do they get educated, so to speak? How do they get up to speed on what it's like, what the lifestyle is like, what equipment they need? To help out with that, the Escapees RV Club is sponsoring a big summit on December 6th. It's free. It's all online. And we'll talk to one of the organizers of that coming up in a little bit. I think you'll find that interesting. We've got RV news of the week. We've got a great off-the-beaten-path report from Patty and Tom Burkett. And, of course, your RV questions. But right now, my lifelong traveling companion and my bride, Jennifer. Hi, my dear.
Hello, Michael.
Coming to everybody this week from our Sticks and Bricks home in Michigan. And we had a nice Thanksgiving, kind of a quiet one, as many people, but it was a nice Thanksgiving.
It was very, very nice.
And we are probably going to stay here for another couple of weeks anyway. We've got a couple of small RV trips planned. We'll talk about that in just a couple seconds here. But it's been an interesting year, to say the least. This, of course, is the first podcast of the last month of the year, and I got to say, I am really glad that this is the last month of 2020, because this has been a crazy year. We can't wait till 2021 begins, and I know many of you feel the same way. But that said, there are no guarantees of what next year is going to be like.
It still could be challenging. In fact, as we review all the growing travel restrictions, lockdowns and restrictions, as we experience what is described as a third wave of COVID, uncertainty seems to be the one word that best describes what RV travel is going to be like in 2021.
It is. I mean, take Pennsylvania, for example. Now, Pennsylvania's state parks are off limits to out-of-staters unless they meet some tough restrictions. If you're coming from elsewhere to visit a state park in Pennsylvania, you need to bring proof of a COVID-19 test showing negative results within 72 hours after coming into their Commonwealth. And if you don't want to do that, then you need to quarantine for 14 days on arrival in Pennsylvania, and you cannot camp in a state park or a forest as part of the quarantine. You got to do it at a hotel or somewhere else. And fines can go up as high as $300. So RVers are not very welcome in Pennsylvania.
And it's pretty much the same in New Mexico. No out-of-state residents can camp in any of the state's parks until December 31st.
Now, I think that went into effect originally back in March, and then they kept extending it and they extended it through the end of November, and now I guess they've just reauthorized it until when?
December 31st.
Wow.
Only people with a New Mexico driver's license are allowed in the state parks. And according to the order, out-of-state visitors must do a two-week quarantine if they plan to travel within the state.
Man, that's a tough one, too. Well, let me tell you what we are doing. We're going to stay relatively close to home here in Michigan for a couple of weeks. We have a trip to go get some maintenance work done on our RV at a dealership mid-month. And then, of course, it's Christmas, and we'll have some family time up here in Michigan as Christmas. And then I think we're going to probably go down to our Florida condo where we will kind of closely monitor local conditions. We'll maintain social distancing, all that. But that's not, no great ambitious trips. A couple of things that we want to do along the way, some stories we'll chase. But we're still playing it pretty safe.
And so, yes, we are going to do some camping, but just not far from home for a few weeks. And avoiding any gatherings or groups and stick pretty much to ourselves.
Now, one gathering that we're caught up, we're a little confused still on two gatherings. We have one, the first big thing is our annual winter campout that we do every January at Tequamanon Falls State Park. We've got close to 50 people who've signed up for that trip, and I shared on a special group that we have for those in that group that we were 50-50 on whether we were going to go. The restaurants that we normally eat at are closed, and Michigan being one of the more restrictive of all of the different states with COVID laws and regulations, it's likely they'll still be closed. And they're urging, of course, no gatherings over 10 in Michigan. So that kind of does away with that plan, although being outside and in the snow and the cold changes it. But we're inclined not to go to that, but we'll see how things are in a month.
Yeah, if the restrictions are 10 and we're in a state park, I think you have to honor that more.
Yeah, or only 10 people around the campfire. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll see. And the other big thing, question mark on our agenda, is the Tampa RV show, the Tampa RV Super Show. I think the third week of Florida, I believe it is, or third week of January in Tampa, Florida. And we love that show. It's outside. That's one of the draws of it. Tampa in the spring, in the wintertime, it's great. You know, people are freezing everywhere else. They love to go to Tampa. But a number of the big manufacturers have pulled out and said that even if the show is on, which it still is, that they are not exhibiting. The biggest of them all being Camping World. Camping World is now going to have a virtual event. And by the way, we're going to be in that. We're going to do a little segment in their virtual event. I think they're doing that in early January, like the 7th of January. I'll tell you more about it when the details are there. But they aren't going to be at Tampa. And I know our friends at Leisure Travel Vans are not going to be at Tampa. So we're still debating. A lot of people are. They're still camping at Tampa. We have tentatively said we're going to be there, but we may pull out. We're going to wait and see for a month. And I think that's kind of our advice to everybody is just wait and see. We don't know because of that word uncertainty. We just don't know what it's going to be. One worry that has to do with, you know, government shutdowns of RV dealerships and campgrounds. That has not happened. But in the first wave, you know, back in the spring, they were declared non-essential businesses. And that caused a lot of problems in the industry.
And with this latest surge, the industry is fighting hard to make sure that doesn't happen again. The RV Industry Association, RVIA, is pulling out the stops in an attempt to convince both federal and state governments their operations are essential businesses.
Yeah, they have sent letters to all 50 state governors and several federal agencies, and they're pretty clear in it. They say that every sector of the RV industry, from manufacturing to dealerships to service centers to RV parks and campgrounds, every sector should be allowed to stay open as essential businesses.
The group makes its case that RVs are critical resources for medical use, including rolling clinics and personnel sleeping quarters. Likewise, service centers will keep these necessary rigs working, as well as helping families who need their rigs running, quote, as a reasonable and socially distancing way to spend quality time together, unquote.
Well, we'll see how that all plays out. So a lot of certainty. And advice to everybody is kind of just make your plans, but be prepared to change them or postpone them.
Be flexible.
And we just don't know. And it's a big challenge that everybody's facing. And, you know, there's no doubt, you know, we're excited about the potential for vaccines and all that will make. But being realistic, it's going to take weeks, probably a couple of months for those to really to be widely available, if not longer. and we're all going to have to, as Jen says, be flexible. Hey, this part of the RV podcast is brought to you by Camping World. They are America's number one RV dealer, and they are our go-to spot for everything outdoors that we need for our camping adventures. We kind of like to think of Camping World stores as an oasis for RVers. There's 225 locations across the country, always one close by when we need parts or accessories. In fact, we have a complete page with all of the RV and camping supplies that Jennifer and I use or recommend that we get at Camping World. And even better, listeners of the podcast can get a 10% discount off all purchases over $99. Just go to rvlifestyle.com/campingworld. Camping World's all one word. rvlifestyle.com/campingworld, and you'll see all the Camping World gear and accessories that we like and use the most. And you can use that discount code RVLifestyle10, RVLifestyle10 for a 10% discount. Again, just go to rvlifestyle.com/campingworld.
News. Mike's got news. RV news, travel news, inside information and trends that shape the RV lifestyle. Here's the RV news of the week.
An Alabama man fell to his death at Chimney Tops Overlook at Great Smoky Mountains National Park last week while trying to take a picture. The man was with his family and went off trail to try to take a better shot. While climbing down a steep dirt embankment, he lost his footing and plummeted 50 feet below. He died from head trauma, officials said, and is the first person to die at the park while taking pictures.
The Iowa tribe of Kansas and Nebraska is creating the nation's largest tribal national park on a forested bluff overlooking the Missouri River. The 444-acre park in Nebraska will have camping, hiking, presentations where the tribe tells the story of their people to visitors. It's called the Lowway Tribal National Park, and this land will overlook a very historic trading village and burial mounds. This national park will be the second national park on tribal land in the country. The Iowa tribe once had about 12,000 acres on both sides of the Nebraska-Kansas border, and they lost most of that land back in 1887.
During the pandemic, more and more people are venturing outdoors. We've seen an increase in RV sales, RV rentals, national park visitations, campground reservations, and even trail use. The increase in hikers was a topic of a recent story we saw in the New York Times, which highlighted how more people on the trails has resulted in more hiking injuries throughout the country. The story made me think of a podcast we did some time back with an expert hiker to discuss hiking safety. Whether you are a newbie or an experienced trail explorer, it's a good thing to review. So we will link to it in the show notes for this episode at rvlifestyle.com/322. That's rvlifestyle.com/322.
A campground in Rhode Island is getting into the holiday cheer by hosting a drive-through light show. The Wawalome Campground created a mile-long light show synchronized to music that the public can drive through to spread the holiday cheer. The idea started a year ago, before COVID-19, but organizers said the event is perfect during a pandemic because visitors have to purchase a ticket electronically to enter, and then they stay in their vehicle, and they drive through the woods for some of the holiday cheer. You can take a video look at that light show. We'll put a link on our show notes for this episode at rvlifestyle.com/322.
Great Outdoors Colorado gave a county in Colorado $475,000 to create a campground at Carter Lake Reservoir in Loveland called the Sky View Campground. Each site will have electric hookups, picnic tables, and fire rings. Sky View Campground will also have sites for people with limited mobility and have group camping options. The campground will open next year or in spring of 2022. Great Outdoors Colorado receives a portion of that state's lottery income to help preserve and enhance the state parks.
This part of the podcast brought to you by Rad Power Bikes, America's number one e-bike brand, offering direct-to-consumer pricing on powerful premium electric bikes and with free shipping and a special $75 off discount to listeners of the RV podcast. Rad Power Bikes, built for everything, price for everyone, different models, a whole bunch of different models that fit every possible variety of rider wants and needs. They have fat tire bikes and folding bikes and cargo bikes, beach cruisers, mountain bike styles. All of them can go 20 miles per hour with zero pedaling. They give you the choice to ride pedal-free with throttle, or you can utilize five levels of pedal assist. Perfect for people who want to get back in shape or are recovering from a surgery or injury, just want to have fun on a bike. You can go between 20 and 40 miles on a single charge, and Rad Power bikes are priced at less than half the cost of comparable bikes because the dealer retail markup chain is cut off. If you mention RV Lifestyle at checkout, they'll give you an additional $75 off plus free shipping. Again, the coupon code is for Rad Power bikes is RV Lifestyle. And they'll give you $75 off if you write that down when you make your order. Visit them at radpowerbikes.com.
Questions? You've got them. Mike and his network of RV reporters have the answers. Here's one of our questions of the week.
All right, this one comes from Columbus, Ohio, and some listeners named Laura and Steve who say, what are the three most important things or tips that you and Jennifer would give us knowing that we are picking up, woohoo, our brand new RV from near Phoenix, Arizona in a few weeks and then driving across the country to go home? So, three tips. Well, before we give you our three tips, let's first suggest that since you're going to be driving at a tough time of year, that you plan your route, really plan it out. I mean, the weather can change on a dime between Arizona and Ohio in the winter, and you, if you have to change routes or find a place to stay because of the weather, you want to quickly know your options. So to that end, we recommend that you get the RV Trip Wizard app and membership. You can find that at rvlifestyle.com/RV Trip Wizard. RV Trip Wizard, all one word. rvlifestyle.com/RV Trip Wizard. It is the best tool out there for planning RV trips. And if you're newbies, I really urge you to look it over and make your route. Use that that RV Trip Wizard to plan your route. Okay, so they want three tips, Jen.
Okay, so the first thing is video the entire walkthrough that the dealer gives you when you take possession of the RV. One of you should video and the other should take notes. And don't let the person giving you the walkthrough rush. Make sure you understand everything they show you.
So video it on your smartphone or take a little camera is first thing. And second thing is if there's something mechanical that they're showing you, like maybe you're putting out a slide or you're setting up, you know, the automatic levelers or even simple things like turning on the propane or controlling the refrigerator, the coolness level of the refrigerator, have them demonstrate it to you, get it on video, and then both of you do it. Make sure that you can also reach that walkthrough person who shows you on the phone the next day. Just make sure that they give you their direct phone number. So if you have some questions while you're on the road, you don't have to wait. But show, tell, and then do. And that will help you remember exactly what you have to do.
And for your third tip, when you get to your first overnight stop, do as many things that you were shown in the walkthrough as you set up your camp for the first time. Consult the notes in the video as soon as possible. Make checklists for setting up camp, turning on things, getting ready to leave camp. Make a page of questions and then call that walkthrough person the next day to go over them.
Because you will forget stuff that they show you and tell you. Even if you go on the video, you know, it might take a little time to find it. So keep taking notes and questions and be able to reach that person. And I think you'll be fine. Doesn't that sound exciting?
Getting yes. A new RV? It really sounds like fun.
It does. So, Steve and Laura, congratulations to you guys. Have a great trip. That is going to be awesome. I can't wait to hear how it all turns out for you. Hey, we want to invite people. So we should also add that as a fourth tip, is that they should join, make sure they join our RV Lifestyle group on Facebook, because we've got now over 45,000 members of that group. And they love to help no matter what kind of RV you have, no matter what kind of time of the day or night you have a question. Somebody will be there to walk you through it. Just amazing how helpful this group is. If you're not a member yet, just go to rvlifestyle.com/Facebook, rvlifestyle.com/Facebook. Join the group. There's a little couple questions you got to fill out, and then you know, kind of vet everybody and make sure we don't have a lot of spammers and that stuff. But we would love to have you be a part of it. And that group is so helpful. I'm just amazed. I watch questions go up, and then, you know, I think I'm going to answer it. Before I can answer it, there's two or three people who've answered them. There's just so many good-hearted, helpful people out there.
It feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Help facilitate something like that.
It does. I mean, who would have thought? We just threw that up, you know, when we started this thing, and now we have, we just reached over 45,000 members so far. And like 50, 60 people join it every single day. Hmm. It just keeps growing. I was looking at my figures last week, and a year ago, we had 20,000 members.
Wow.
So that's how fast that our Facebook group is going. RVLifestyle.com/Facebook. And it is moderated, by the way. We have some awesome moderators who help keep track of it. And, you know, because there's always, when you have something that big, somebody wants to come in and cause this, you know, trouble. But yeah, I'm just amazed at how peaceful and organized our group is. So. All right, those are our questions. Hey, and if you have questions, here's how you can be a part of the next podcast.
Hey, fellow travelers. Want to have your voice featured on the RV podcast?
Send us your questions or comments. Send an audio file to mike@rvlifestyle.com. Or better yet, use our RV podcast voicemail number, 586-372-6990. 586-372-6990.
We want to hear from you. Call 586-372-6990.
This part of the podcast brought to you by Battleborne Batteries, makers of quality, safe, and reliable lithium batteries that can be installed in just about every RV. Have you heard big news? Battleborne Batteries now have an option to have a switch that heats them. For those of you who are cold weather campers, this is truly big news. We have it on our RV, and we really were asked not to say a whole lot about it because we got it a little bit earlier, and they just announced this now, so we can tell you this thing is awesome. It comes on when the temperature drops, you know, close to freezing, and it keeps these batteries warm and highly efficient and usable. It is just an awesome feature, heated lithium batteries. Battleborne's motto is, you know, get out there and stay out there, and this just really helps. We love winter camping, cold weather camping, and that makes such a difference. They make awesome lithium batteries at a very fair price. They give you a 10-year guarantee on their lithium batteries, and their team of experts are familiar with all the existing components of your RV, whether you have a Class A, a Class C, a B van, a travel trailer, a cab over, a fifth wheel, whatever it is. They are experts in those kinds of RVs. Just check them out. Tell them you heard about them on the RV podcast. That helps us get our visibility out a little bit. They've been a great sponsor and a supporter of the podcast, and we love to let them know that people actually listen to the podcast. So let them know. And you can go to their site. Just go to rvlifestyle.com/lithium. rvlifestyle.com/lithium.
Time now for the RV Podcast Interview of the Week. Interesting, entertaining, and helpful information about the RV lifestyle. Here's Mike with this week's interview.
I mentioned before, so many people have come into the RV lifestyle in the last year. I saw the figures from the industry just before we started recording this episode. 21% growth in 2020. 21% growth. That is just phenomenal. Well, the problem, though, is that the support system for a lot of those folks is just not out there. There haven't been RV shows. There's been a lot of travel restrictions. So one of the reasons that we're excited about this interview this week is we have some folks on who are putting on an RV to Freedom Learn to RV Summit that will help so many of those newbies. It's going to be on December 6th, just right around the corner, sponsored by the Escapees RV Club. And It is it's aimed at RVers and RV enthusiasts, RV hopefuls. It is a day of learning, all free, absolutely free, from the top sources in the industry for reliable, experienced education on all sorts of different tracks. And all this is part of something bigger that's coming out called RV University, which you'll learn about as well in our interview of the week. Our guest on this this week's podcast interview is Brandon Hatcher, and he is one of the organizers of the event, and he will be leading a summit in the seminar on full-time listening. So let's get to the interview of the week. Well, joining us right now to talk about this new opportunity to get the RVing part down right is one of the full-time instructors for Escapees RV University. And we're delighted to have Brandon Hatcher with us. Hi, Brandon. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me, Mike.
It's good to have you on the program. And to talk about this, I mentioned in the intro how, you know, it's been such a crazy year with no RV shows, and it's just been harder and harder for folks to really get that basic platform down to begin RVing with so many new RVers. This is the perfect timing. So why don't you explain what Escapees RV University is and talk about, you have a big event coming up, I know, on December 6th. So let's talk about that.
Sure. So Escapees RVers Online University is a way to bring our in-person education that we've had at our rallies and through our boot camp over the years online, so people can learn from the comforts of their own home and at their own pace. So prior to RVOU, RVers Online University, we have boot camp. And boot camp is an in-person event. It's a very intensive. Jim Kocha, the education director for the club, says it's like drinking from a fire hose. You get a lot of information very quickly. And so we wanted to bring that experience online and expand the information a lot more than what we could cover in a few days. And so Escapees RV Club has had RVers Online University for the past 3 or 4 years. And now we've just made, we're working on a very major update to the system. So we're streamlining everything. We're revamping the information because things change from time to time. And we're adding in tons of new information. And so with that, we're going to be kicking off this new revamp of RVers Online University with a summit that we are holding on December 6th. So it's a one-day summit where we're going to give a lot of free information, free education. So we're going to be talking about favorite RV gadgets, overlooked RV maintenance, how to choose an RV for you. You know, we're going to talk about RVers Online University, but it's a one-day event where you can sign up for free and you can come and listen and you can ask questions and, you know, get to know us. We can get to know you, and, you know, we hope that maybe you'll come and join us in RVers Online University. And if you do show up for this free event, we are going to have lots of extra bonuses that go along with the course if you do choose to sign up.
Now, I would assume that you guys have noticed in the Escapees RV Club, as we have, so many new people have come into RVing in the past year. And with that, there is kind of a lack of grounding that many people have because they haven't been able to attend rallies. They haven't been able to attend RV shows. And I would assume that some of this is in response to that, to this pent-up need to get the basics down right for folks.
It is. And we have seen that. It's kind of funny because my wife and I, we've been full time for over 6 years, and people that we, friends of ours, even my own family, that we would have never seen them in an RV. My parents went out and bought an RV because to them, they still want to come and visit and they want to see things, but they don't really want to stay in a hotel. They don't really want to, you know, be going in and out of places a lot. So they're like, oh, let's get an RV and, you know, take everything with us, sleep in the safety of our own home. So we are seeing a lot of people doing that. And then a lot of people returning back to nature. You know, you may not want to go have recreational activities in crowded spaces, but, you know, nature's really nice to be out in right now. So we are seeing a lot of that. And so, yes, part of this was to help these new RVers get a good footing, get a good baseline, so that when they hit the road, they're not going to damage their RV by not taking care of it. Or, you know, they're going to learn the tips and tricks that'll make their transition smoother and not have to figure it out all on their own, like a lot of us did.
Now, when we talk about Escapees RV Online University, you've got a couple of things. You've got the newbies, you've got veterans, and then you also have a whole lot of people who are really deciding, thanks to remote working capabilities, this whole nomad movement that's out there, that they want a full time. What kind of tracks of education will you have in Online University?
So there's two major tracks. There's one called RV Foundations, Operation, Safety, and Maintenance. And it covers just that, operation, safety, and maintenance of the RV. So this is very similar to the types of information you would get from our boot camp program. And it's really geared towards someone who's just got an RV or is fairly new to RVing. It's going to help them make sure they know how to operate their systems, how to maintain it, and how to stay safe on the road. Because RVs are a little bit different than cars, and they're a little bit different than houses, and there's some weird systems, and they're not really hard to figure out, but if you don't do it right, you could break something expensive. And then my wife and I, we actually had a program under our old brand called RV to Freedom that's called Roadmap to Full-Time RVing, and we've now integrated that with the Escapees RVers Online University. So there's operation, safety, and maintenance as one course, and then there's roadmap to full-time RVing as another course. So roadmap to full-time RVing. Oh yeah, go ahead.
I just want to hear more about that, because there is not a day that goes by that I don't hear from people who say, we are going to go full-time. We are going to do it. Even if it's just for a couple of years, we're ready to go. Where do we start? And of course, how do you begin to answer a question like that? Because there's so right. much that they have to know. So what kind of things will you cover for those who are thinking about full timing?
So we call it Roadmap to Full-Time RVing because we really do want to lead you down a path towards making the right decisions. One of the big mistakes that we made coming out was we listened to a bunch of other people and did what they said, but they weren't us. And so the decisions that were right for them weren't right for us. So the way Roadmap is set up is we start at the very beginning asking you questions that you can ask yourself about why do you want a full time? What do you want to get out of it? Where do you want to go? What kind of lifestyle do you want to live? Then we help you understand the cost of full timing, you know, different ways to spend money and save money on the road, different camping styles and how they reflect in your budget, and how they reflect in your lifestyle. And then we get into ways to work on the road, ways to make money on the road. We move on into the elements of an RV so that you can understand that, you know, this type of refrigerator might be better for off-grid camping. This will be more residential and feel more comfortable if you're going to be in parks all the time, things like that. And then towards the end of the course, we actually get into looking for that RV. So we kind of flip it on its head, where a lot of people buy the RV first and then go live in it. We try to get you to understand the lifestyle, what you want out of the lifestyle, how you want to live, what your budgets are, and then show you the elements of the RV that are better for that lifestyle. So that when you go to choose an RV, you choose the right one for your lifestyle. And then after that, we talk about, we have sections called Camping Like a Pro. So we give you some of those tips and tricks that we've learned over the years so that you don't look like a total newbie when you're pulling into the RV part. But basically, it's all about how to make your life mobile. It's, you know, how to get mail, how to bank, how to get medications, all that stuff that's pretty easy when you live in one place that gets a little weird when you start traveling around.
Now, you talked earlier about one of the problems of a boot camp is that it's like that fire hose that you're drinking from. It's just so much, and then it's over, and, you know, you can only retain so much. I would assume that this is a course that you will be offering, your full-time and then the basics, that people can take in bite-sized chunks and digest it and then go to the next element. Is that how that will work?
Absolutely. So we know people learn in different ways. So one of the first things we're doing, which is a big change to RVers Online University, is we're now going to have lifetime access. So you're in no rush to learn everything. And if you've got a, you know, 2 or 3 year plan, you'll have the information and we'll keep updating the information. As well as that, you can do all the lessons in any order you choose. So if you just bought an RV and you need to figure out how to winterize it now, you don't have to, you know, go through all the lessons to get to winterizing. You can go right there, figure that out now. And we're going to have printed PDFs that go along with the video lessons so that you can follow along, take notes as you go. We have audio from the video lessons that you can download so you can listen to it while you're, you know, taking a walk or in the car or whatever. So we're trying to make it as easy for you to learn as possible and give you all the tools that you need to be successful.
Now, the question that everybody who's listening to this will have right off the top is, what's the cost of RV Online University from the Escapees?
Right. So each course, there's the RV Foundations, Operation Safety and Maintenance, and then there's Roadmap to Full-Time RVing. Each course individually is $127 for lifetime access. And if you're an Escapees RV Club member, it's $107, so it's $20 off. Or you can buy both courses together, which we think is perfect for the person who they listen to your show. Like, I want to go full timing, but I've never stepped foot in an RV. So they want to know everything about operations and safety and maintenance and all the full timing stuff. Purchasing those together is $247 or $197 if you're an Escapees RV Club member.
So you get a pretty good deal if you get to both of them at once. And then the summit again, which we want to talk about, which is December 6th. Which is a free event. And that's where people can ask questions and give us an idea. There's no cost to that. How do people sign up for it? We'll put links in the description below here, by the way, and in our show notes for the podcast. But what exactly is the process for getting into the summit? Is there any kind of a registration? What will they have to do?
So the easiest way to get to the summit is go to rvtofreedom.com. This summit is called RV to Freedom Learn to RV Summit. So rvtofreedom.com will get you there. And then on the page, it'll talk about the different seminars we're going to have. And there's a Save My Spot area. So in the Save My Spot area, you just put in your email, and then it takes you to one more screen where you have to put in your name. And at the bottom of the screen, you have to click confirm order. Make sure you do both screens. And that's it. You're signed up. You'll get an email that gives you the links to the summit and reminds you to show up, and we'll see you there. The summit's going to be on December 6th, and it runs throughout the day. If you go to rvtofreedom.com, it actually tells you the times and it adjusts for your time zone. I need to be corrected if I'm wrong on the time, but I think it starts at 11 central, and there's one video every hour with a live chat session.
Sure. Yeah. Well, this is the way that the industry has sort of adapted to the travel restrictions, the cancellation of the shows. There's still a way to get educated, and I applaud the Escapees and you and Carenza and Jim Kocha as well for putting this all in one easy-to-digest place that you can take as you need. We'll, again, put links to everything. Brandon, give our best to Carenza, and I'm hoping in 2021 we'll see you actually out on the road again.
Yeah, we hope so too. We're doing little trips around here, but we're kind of hunkered down in our cabin in Colorado right now, and the RV's sleeping right outside this window. Yeah. So,
well, mine is out.
Looking forward to getting out there.
Mine is out in the garage, and I visit it every day. it's going to be better in 2021. And a big part will be because of what you guys are doing with this Escapees RV Online University. We'll put links to everything in the show notes. Brandon, thanks for making time for us in the podcast today.
Great. Thanks for having us. And we hope to see everybody at the summit.
All right. Yeah, the summit starts actually at 1 p.m. Eastern time on December 6th, 1 p.m. Eastern time. And the address is, we'll put a link to it in the show notes for this episode, rvlifestyle.com/322. It's kind of a longer address, and we'll make it real easy for you. So there you go. Great way to really jump in and find out if the RV lifestyle is right for you. I applaud escapees and Brian and the whole crew he's got lined up as experts. The interview of the week brought to you by SunshineStateRVs.com, where every new motorhome is delivered to the customer free anywhere in the country. We love Sunshine State RVs. They're in Gainesville, Florida. We always visit them several times a year, even have some work done occasionally as we are passing through. They have a huge selection of small motorhomes, new and used. Full line of new RVs from the likes of Winnebago and Coachman, American Patriot, Fleetwood, and many others, and a full in-stock inventory of really quality used RVs as well. Their inventory is huge. If you go to sunshinestatervs.com, you can check it off. They'll deliver it to your driveway free. You can buy it all online. You can ask Nick to give you kind of a video tour of them if you can't get down to Gainesville. They'll work with you to find the right RV. And when you do get it, know this, that every RV they sell goes through a very thorough 172-point inspection process. They make sure that all the mechanical and manual systems are in top condition, that it runs the way it should. You can be confident with these guys. Just a terrific group of people to work with. SunshineStateRVs.com. Tell them you heard about them on the RV podcast.
Time now for Off the Beaten Path, a unique RV podcast travel suggestion you probably won't find in a guidebook. Here's Mike.
And checking in with our Off the Beaten Path roving correspondents, Patty and Tom Burkett.
Hi, Mike and Jennifer. Gregory Warmack was born in a Chicago suburb in 1948. A middle child in a family of nine, he helped with the meager family income by creating craft items from found and discarded objects and selling them at street fairs. He continued creating, making mostly jewelry and giving free art lessons to neighborhood children. In his early 30s, while making a sales call, he was shot during a mugging and lapsed into a coma. He emerged after several weeks and reported having had a spiritual vision. There was a bright tunnel that I went through that was brighter than the sun. It was very peaceful, almost as if I was traveling through history and looking at ancient civilizations. Warmack changed his name to Mr. Imagination and refocused his work back into the community.
We visited one of his community projects in Sanford, Florida, north of Orlando, on one of our favorite roads, U.S. Highway 17. Janine Taylor runs a folk art gallery here, and in 2007 she invited Warmack to be an artist in residence. While here, he worked with the town's residents to create Mr. Imagination's memory wall. They began by coating the front of the historic Hotchkiss building in Sanford's downtown with cement. Then residents brought their treasures, keys, photos, dog tags, old cell phones, Christmas tree ornaments, and bits of bric-a-brac. There's a piece of the Berlin Wall and a rosary, a shotgun shell and the skull of the duck it killed, seashells, fossils, a signed baseball, and the pink slip from someone's first car.
While not unique to the United States, community art has a solid foothold in many places, allowing people to express their fondness for their hometowns as well as their frustration over unmet needs and unsolved problems. Take Lucas, Kansas, for example. This little plains town, home to the noted Garden of Eden, is slowly withering away. The many artists who live here decided to make a bid for some tourists and constructed a public toilet with fabulous mosaic walls on a plaza right on the main street. Yes, we were told by one of the creators, there's a reason we chose this particular theme. Living here, it's easy to feel like this is how important we are in the grand scheme of things.
You won't miss the public art in Ajo, Arizona, either. The brightly painted murals are found on nearly every street in town. Once a location where natives came to collect materials for paints, it became a mining community until the mine was exhausted. Now slowly being reborn as a place where artists and retirees congregate, the residents are trying to reconcile the competing stories of the past, exploitative and historical, with a present that's informed by economic struggle and the tensions of living in the thick of the border immigrant conflict.
Detroit is a city that's seen some hard times. Just how one neighborhood feels about this is expressed in the middle of Calimera Park by the Edible Hut. The hut is symbolic of the feeling shared by many that they and their community have been abandoned and are reduced to subsistence living. In contrast, the hut's rooftop garden grows produce for the use of anyone who needs it, and the interior is both a calming place to relax and a gathering space for neighborhood rallies and celebrations.
When her friend Joan died, Candy Chang found herself dwelling on death. Knowing Joan would not want her to do that, Candy decided to turn an abandoned house into an affirmation of life. "Before I die," she painted, with many, many blanks for others to fill in. She left a bucket of chalk and the wall filled up. Then someone painted another in a different part of town. The original wall is long gone, casualty of an urban renewal project, but thousands of new ones have sprung up across the world. You can find them on the project's website, along with instructions for how to make your own.
These intensely personal expressions can be found across the country, but they're unlikely to be mentioned in a guidebook. You have to look twice, drive down that other street, and be alert for that thing that you notice out of the corner of your eye, out here off the beaten path.
And that wraps up another episode of the RV Podcast with Mike and Jennifer Wendland.
New episodes are released every Wednesday, and the best way to stay connected is to subscribe to the RV Podcast.
We're in all the popular podcast apps, and you can also listen on the RVLifestyle.com travel blog.
Till next time, happy trails, fellow travelers. We'll be looking for you down the road.
All right, everybody, that is it for episode 322. Show notes, everything can be found, links and resources that we mentioned on this podcast in the show notes. Just go to rvlifestyle.com/322. Everybody, be safe out there, and this too shall pass. 2021, yes, it is uncertain, but it's still going to be a great year for the RV lifestyle. Happy trails, everybody.